Senator Bernie Sanders' latest presidential campaign swing took him through South Carolina, though his trip was cut short. Sanders returned to Vermont after holding an event on Sunday to rest his voice. VT Digger reporter Kit Norton is in South Carolina, where he was following the Sanders campaign, and he joins me now. Hey, Kit.
How are you doing, Henry?
Good. So you're in South Carolina. Bernie is not there. Other Democrats have still been campaigning in the state. Is Sanders still being talked about at the events that you've covered by either voters or other candidates?
Well, it's definitely one of those things where, though he's gone, he's still being talked about by voters. Last evening at Gallivant's Ferry Stump, which is up in the northeast corner of the state, a number of supporters came out looking to hear from him. In fact, one young woman I spoke to, she had planned on coming out. She had received a text from the Sanders campaign saying he'd be there, even though he wasn't. And so the only reason she went there was to really hear him speak. And others were also saying that they were really torn between whether they were going to support former Vice President Joe Biden or Senator Bernie Sanders, and that they were really looking forward to hearing from the senator, only to find out that he was not there.
Yeah. Sanders was in Charleston on Sunday speaking on a college campus. What kind of reception did you see for Sanders when he was campaigning for that event?
In Charleston, it was very positive. It was a very friendly crowd. Just over 800 folks came out, mostly white, college-educated class of folks who were there. Most of them had already been to a Sanders rally or two. Most of them had supported him last time around in 2016 when he was running against Hillary Clinton. So it was a very favorable showing for Sanders, and he played right into it, doing this new style town hall where instead of just giving his regular stump speech, he's really opening it up and asking questions of the audience about, say, their medical bills.
Sanders, of course, looking back to 2016, did not do well there in the Democratic primary. Hillary Clinton won that contest overwhelmingly. And now Joe Biden appears to be doing quite well in South Carolina. Why, in your view, is Biden particularly being received so strongly in South Carolina?
It really seems, when it comes to the former vice president, that he's able to do extremely well for a couple reasons. One, it's being the vice president of President Barack Obama. That is a very, very important thing for a lot of voters who are African American. You have to remember, when we're talking about South Carolina, that the electorate that takes place in the Democratic primary, about 60% of that is African American. And second, you have him being a more moderate candidate, which again plays very well in a state which has a more moderate electorate base in the Democratic primary.
Yeah. Well, just turning again to the African American vote in South Carolina, Sanders struggled to garner votes in that community in 2016. Does he seem to be doing anything different this time around?
He certainly does. I spoke with the campaign here, and they've really made it, quote, a cornerstone of the campaign, to use their word. And so their staff is also overwhelmingly African-American. They say that 72% of their state staff is African-American, and they've made sure that they're going out into more rural communities in the state that are predominantly African-American, knocking on doors, holding breakfast events, and really also Sanders in his speeches is really honing in on racial inequality in the country, where in 2016 he wasn't doing that very often at all.
Finally, Kit, Sanders came back to Vermont early. Is his voice and his health in general a concern at all at this point, given that he had to cancel some events this week and he'll need to be on the campaign trail for months to come now?
Well, no surprise. Coming from the campaign, they say, oh, nothing to worry about. He also had some issues with his voice last time campaigning. But this time they're saying, oh, this is just precautionary, nothing to worry about. And I must say, hearing him speak on Sunday evening, the voice was actually sounding better than it did during last week's debate.
All right, that's Kit Norton. He's a reporter for vtdigger.org. And you can read Kit's reporting on our website, vpr.org. It's part of a reporting partnership between VPR and VT Digger. Kit, thanks so much.
My pleasure.